This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport/fly healthy.
Chelsea is looking for a second date update this morning with a guy named Logan, and we're going to try to help her out. Hi, Chelsea.
Hey, how are you guys?
Excellent.
Great.
Doing good.
Thank you for asking.
Well, thank you for taking my call, because I think I want some advice, and I've never exactly called radio station for advice before, but I met this guy and he was great, and I got to get it figured out. So,
okay, that's what we're here for. Although a lot of people in the past have thought they wanted our advice until they get it.
And they don't necessarily like what they hear.
Yeah, but we're happy to help in any way that we can. So let's start from the beginning. How did you meet Logan and how did the first date go?
Great first date. We met at a happy hour. So we actually went out twice. Well, okay, so we met at the happy hour. I'm counting that as one. And then we went out and lunch in addition to that. But yeah, we did hang out. I went home with him. I don't know how much detail I should really provide, but
Jen wants every nitty-gritty detail.
And all the deets. Come on. No. I don't know. You tell us what you think we need to know.
Well, I guess I would just say that we liked each other enough after spending that night together to go out again.
Great.
So we did. And we went to dinner. It was great. Nothing weird. There was a connection. Is or was. I don't know.
It's all those things.
I thought there was. Put it that way. You know, but I mean, it's like there's been drinking. There's been... You know, when you sleep with somebody and then next time you see them, you're sober or it's like the morning or bright light of day. And it's not that it's bad. It's just weird.
Mm-hmm.
It was not like that at all. It was like just comfortable.
Great.
That's nice.
No, I feel like I'm talking too much. Sorry.
No.
Anyway, we hooked up again. It was amazing. I left his place. He kissed me goodbye and I was just like, this is moving forward for sure, you know, like a relationship, but it's been 5 days and he's ghosted me and, he's, I don't know.
You're at a loss.
Pretty much.
That's okay. But yeah. I just want to make sure, cause I'm jotting down notes as I go. And I want to make sure that I understood you, that you had two dates or there were two occasions where you hung out, one being the happy hour and the other being the dinner.
Correct.
Got it. All right, well, I don't have any follow-up questions. That was a good summation.
Yeah.
So why don't we take a break? When we come back, we'll call Logan and see what he thought of Chelsea and what felt like a relationship to her after a while. As Second Date Update continues on Cincinnati's Q102.
Always feel confident on your second date. With help from the Plastic Surgery Group, schedule a consultation at 513-791-4440. Or at theplasticsurgerygroup.com. Surgery has
an art. This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th. And it's making me feel joy. Woo! And sadness. Oh. And anger. Definitely some disgust.
Rose!
And I think a little fear.
Really?
But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel-everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, only in theaters June 14th. Get tickets now.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and
What do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble. With exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
It's nice to meet someone offline once in a while, right? Maybe you're at a happy hour. Everybody's gathering.
Yeah, and it feels just like natural flow of things as opposed to contrived.
That's how they used to do it back in the day.
Yeah, way back when.
I always liked group dating, like just being out in a group and looking around for other people as potential dates. That's always fun.
That's where Chelsea met Logan, and they ended up going out to dinner, had a lovely time, and there seemed to be chemistry on just about every level, if you know what I mean. And she's kind of reflected on this. It doesn't feel that anything weird happened. It didn't feel awkward. It felt very comfortable
to her.
Yeah. And I almost feel, I think that women are more in tune with the vibe in a room way more than guys are. So you would think the woman would
pick up on
gender stereotype here, but you would think the woman would pick up on any awkwardness or something that wasn't right.
Guys are usually oblivious.
Right.
They are.
So with that, we're going to call Logan, unless she thought of anything else important that you think would be helpful, Chelsea.
No, I don't think so. I don't have any like red flags or anything like that. So
that's all right. Let's call him up.
Hello.
Hi, is this Logan?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Logan, it's Jeff, Jen, Fritch, and Tim at Q102. How are you this morning? Got you on speakerphone. Everybody's here.
Okay, this is weird.
Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
It is
How
a little out of the blue. You're right about that. Did we lose him?
Damn it. No, I'm here.
There he is.
No. I'm here for you.
He's just thinking.
Well, Logan, we just wanted to chat a little bit on the radio, if it's cool with you. We spoke with a friend of yours who sounds very nice. Her name is Chelsea. She told us about how she met you and how you spent a little time together and what a great guy you are. And we thought we would just check in and introduce ourselves. We do a segment on our show called Second Date Update, where sometimes we'll follow up with the person that our listener went on a date with to kind of get their reaction and what they thought of the date. We wanted to hear from you and your thoughts on Chelsea, if you got a minute.
Okay, wow, she calls you, really. That's surprising. I thought she kind of made it clear that she wasn't really interested in me, I guess, at least not with a relationship.
Really?
We hooked up twice already, and things were really good.
Yet you don't feel like she's interested.
Well, kind of not, because a friend requested her. Every time I tried to take a selfie or a picture and post something of her, she was real standoffish, and nowadays it's like, you know, if we're hooking up, I mean, I want to post that and be proud of it, but I think, I don't know, maybe she might have another boyfriend or something. Or
what?
Well, I'll tell you what, man, she felt very comfortable with you and very connected to you, so it's weird how
she just wasn't ready to go Facebook official.
I guess not, but I mean, you only went out what, twice? Or hung out twice. You only went out that one time after you met at the happy hour. Am I wrong?
Yeah, but I mean, you know, spent the night both nights.
Yeah. Okay. Well, listen, we got her on the line. Let's clear it up. Chelsea.
I'm just like, I thought he was kidding about the selfie thing. Like, I'm so confused because, like, when he wanted to snap a picture, it was like, in bed or like when I'm brushing, like I borrowed his toothbrush. And then he was joking about like a picture of our afterglow.
Oh whoa.
I thought he was. I did not know he was serious about that. I think you're kind of leaping to like a crazy conclusion, but I don't know.
Like, what did you want to post? So you were taking like pictures of the two of, like, you wanted to take a selfie of the two of you in bed and you wanted to post that on social media. Like, what were you, would you have just posted the picture? Was there something you would have written about the picture? What were you thinking you wanted to do with that content?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I guess first off, it'd be nice if she just accepted my friend request.
Did you know he friend requested you?
No, I don't have all that stuff turned on. So I just look at it like when I'm waiting in line. Things like that.
Occasionally to fill time. Yeah.
But it's certainly not because I don't want to be friends. How do you think you want to be friends if I'm sleeping with you? This is so weird. I feel like I'm in a twilight zone.
Because he's judging your vibe based on your social media presence in a way.
Instead of your actual presence.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, hasn't she been like texting you? Why didn't you see that as like a presence, you know, her trying to reach out to you?
Yeah, I guess maybe I'm just, you know, looking into it.
No, you know what it is? Honestly, like, I think a lot of people our age have this, and it's just like a toxic relationship to social. It's not a good...
Well, yeah, because we filter everything through that now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I could see his point, though. If you really were adamant about not being on there, maybe he thought you were stepping out of another relationship.
Or
there wasn't proof of something. Like, I get that.
Like, maybe you don't want to be investigated on social media.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Okay.
Well, especially not after two dates.
Another possibility, because this is kind of interesting. It wasn't social media, but I was with a friend recently who's been dating this new guy, and she's been dating this new guy for a while, and I have not met the new guy, and I was just like, show me a picture. And she like grabbed her phone and went to look at her phone, and I could see like the wheels turning, and she's like, I don't think I have any. So she obviously doesn't want to show me the picture. And so I'm like, why?
Why?
Is it your ex?
That would be hilarious. I don't know. My initial thought was, all right, so she's embarrassed of him for some reason, maybe. Maybe he's not as good looking as the guys she normally dates, or there's something about him
physically
that she doesn't want me to see because she's afraid I'm gonna judge or whatever, you know.
See,
that was the first question you asked about the guy in the billboard. Is like, is he hot?
Yeah. Is he good looking?
But you know what's crazy? My cousin started dating this guy. She lives in California. She was like low key, like, oh, I met this really hot guy and blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, pics. I need pics. And she was like, oh, we're not taking pics. Like, it's just too official for them to have pictures together. Yeah. So maybe that's like your friend. Maybe she doesn't want to like show it off like she's too into it or something with
she's
a guy.
Been dating him for a year.
Oh, okay, well, then that's bad. Obviously something wrong here.
Maybe it's someone you know and then she wants to keep it on the DL.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just weird.
Interesting. And I don't know if any of this is even relatable to you guys or your situation, but it just feels like such a big misunderstanding.
Yeah.
Where Logan tends to filter a lot of what he receives from Chelsea through her social media activities. And Chelsea's just like, hey,
it's not an important part of my being.
No.
Yeah.
I'm just not into it.
You know, what kind of meaning were you attaching to all of it? Were you just thinking that she just, you know, why do you think she didn't want pictures taken? Just because you thought she didn't like you? Or were you attaching any other meaning to it?
Or maybe you have a secret girlfriend that you don't want getting out that you've hooked up with this girl.
I guess, you know, I'm very happy and I was proud to be with her. You know, me posting it was, I guess, just being, you know, enthusiastic about.
Okay.
The relationship that I thought was starting, her not wanting to share in that made me think that she was hiding something or that, you know, maybe she isn't as into me as I would have liked.
So you received that as a form of rejection in a way.
I think so. You know, I mean, now, you know, talking about it now, it's really not, you know, I could see how, you know, I'm maybe thinking way too much into this and it just encompasses my life and our lives, social media. So I might be, you know, putting more stock into it than I really should be.
No question. So here's my question. How do you feel assuming Chelsea is still on board, how do you guys feel about getting together again now that we've sort of cleared up this misunderstanding?
And what will be the expectations moving forward if the answer is yes when it comes to social media presence?
Right.
We'll Facebook Live it for you.
Yeah, I'm going to say a cheerful no thank you. thank you for helping me kind of solve my romance mystery. And I hope everyone is good.
Oh,
okay.
Okay.
Bummer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for taking the call, Logan. I'm sorry this didn't work out, but I guess it's for the best. And Chelsea, we appreciate you putting yourself out there and coming on Second Date Update. I'm glad we figured out what the issue was.
Thanks. Everyone take care.
Yeah, all right, you too. Bet.
Take it easy.
Thank you.
All right. If we can do a Second Date Update for you, shoot us an email, Jeff and Jen. At WKRQ.com. Coming up, the sound of traffic might kill you.
Yep.
And, YOLO, and LMFAO are lame.
Tired. Yeah. Old. Let it go.
And today is the day, and I'm not kidding. Today is the day to be productive. I am going to be productive today. I have a list of things I'm going to do as soon as I get out of here.
All right.
And it should be for you, too. We'll explain in news that didn't make the news.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show Podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.